Well, it is not Maggie Dawn, as it turns out. In fact, it is senior producer Jamie and technical producer Jacob for at least the next couple of minutes. We had a little office studio snafu earlier today, Jacob. So Maggie is right now trying to get into said studio so that she can do a Monday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. This is live radio at its best.
I'm super excited, Jamie. I've never dealt with this situation before because Maggie is always here right on time, so it's never happened.
She is.
I think it's going to be fun, though, because you and I, we get so little time on the air to interact.
We do. We do. So, I don't want to start covering all the big news because that's kind of Maggie's area. And boy, oh boy, let's just be realistic. There's always a lot of news to cover and we want Maggie's take on that. So let's talk a little bit about the weekend, shall we? What was happening in your world? Anything good in the Kenosha area this weekend?
I have been continuously surprised, shocked, and awed, Jamie, by the fact that in many communities around this great country, Halloween trick-or-treating does not take place on Halloween.
Right. This is true.
Now, it bothers me so much.
Now, did you have early trick-or-treaters or late trick-or-treaters?
We had early trick-or-treaters.
Okay, so like Thursday? They were coming on Thursday?
They were coming during the week. I forget which day it was, but to me, Jamie, I would think that since Halloween's on a Friday, if you're going to reschedule it, wouldn't you put it on a weekend?
I would think so, but I feel like that might just be a ploy to get more candy. I mean, I'm always down for that. I'm not going to argue with anybody. I'm not arguing with anybody there. If you were out there and you were trick-or-treating a little early or a little afterwards and you got a little extra candy, I'm always down for that. Now, I have to say, did you watch any sports this weekend? Let's talk a little bit of sports here on a Monday, too, because
yes.
Packers fans, that was brutal at Lambeau Field.
There was a lot going on in the world of football this weekend, Jamie, as a Chicago Bears fan, which I don't like to reveal too much on the air because
okay.
I know where my bread is
against
buttered.
We won't hold it against you. Just a little. Maybe just a little will hold it against you, but not too badly. I mean,
you guys had
a great weekend. If you're a Bears fan, you had a fantastic weekend. It was a weird weekend. If you were a Vikings fan, you also had a great weekend. Packers, Lions fans, yeah, no.
Well, what's going on, Jamie? How are the Green Bay Packers? Because every Green Bay Packer fan has let me know the interesting tidbit that Jordan Love is the same exact age as Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers when they won the Super Bowl.
The Packers trade for
Micah Parsons. This is the Super Bowl year, Jamie.
If you want to get even weirder, that was strange. But if you want to get even weirder, in 2010, during the illustrious Super Bowl run, Aaron Rodgers, remember that? They also lost JerMichael Finley to an ACL tear early in that season. And then, of course, yesterday, news confirmed this afternoon, Tucker Kraft, Packers fans out for the rest of the season with a ACL tear, which that's a bummer. I mean, come on, even if you're not a Packers fan, any sports fan can admit that Tucker Kraft was having an amazing year. So a little bit of a bummer yesterday when that happened. But
you hate to see anybody get injured, even if they're from the other team. You don't want to see a guy, especially a young guy, having a really good year like him. You don't like to see it. And Jamie, if we're still thinking about the stars aligning and repeating the past, if you want to go back to that Super Bowl year in 2010, Packers need the Bears to make the playoffs so you can beat us again and head to the Super Bowl.
This is true. Things are coming together. It was one of those weird days, though, if you're a sports fan. I mean, there was a lot of teams that should have won that got upset yesterday. Is this the time of the year where we're going to start seeing the teams separate from one another? Is that what we're calling it? I don't know. I don't know if that's what we're calling it.
I think the great separation of football teams will take place once the Bears look bad. Because right now we're 5-3 and we're kind of hanging in the picture, but we all know at some point this year, the Bears are going to fall apart, and that's when the winners and losers will become clear.
I don't know. I know no Packers fan wants to hear this, but after yesterday, there might be a better chance the wagon wheels start coming off the Packers team. We'll hope for the best though, because they won't play again till Monday night. But I mean, other than a little trick or treating on Friday night, or for you Wednesday, Thursday, you know, all through the week, and then you know, some football yesterday. Kind of one of those quiet weekends. It was a very quiet weekend for our household. Were there any big plans that, or any big things that you had going on in your world?
The most exciting thing I did this weekend is I came in on Saturday to finish a Don Rosen podcast. That was my exciting weekend event, Jamie.
Very, very, very exciting stuff.
A lot of fun.
And in case you're just tuning in, we have not officially taken over the airways for the Maggie Don Show. Maggie will be joining us momentarily to cover all of the politics news, all of the big story headlines. I am senior producer Jamie Martinson, joined by our incredible technical producer, Jacob Morgan. We had a little studio snafu today, just a wee bit. You know, like when you go to unlock the thing and then it won't unlock and the key cards aren't working and all the codes aren't working. That's essentially what happened today when Maggie tried to get into the studio. So no worries. She will be joining us in a bit. She is on her way to another remote studio where she will join us momentarily. And I promise she's going to give you all of the take and all of the big weekend news, everything that you want to hear. I mean, heck, I've watched her prepare for today's show. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So you're definitely going to want to keep listening. I promise. And she will cover all of the big breaking news.
If I could say, Jamie.
Yes, please.
I don't think you should knock this.
Save me
this,
from myself here.
I don't think you should knock this exciting new JM Squared small news show we're doing. Because I think there's a lot of value here to talking about the not important things that happened this weekend.
I mean, I'm just watching what's happening over on our online comments. I don't know if our, you know, online viewers agree, but sure, we're doing something over here. We're working on it. This is called riffing and vamping at its best, people. If you don't know all of the radio terms, this is exactly what it is right now. Riffing and vamping and buying just a little bit of time until the good stuff actually comes your way. Now, I'm not going to promise anything spectacular. I'm not going to promise anything good, but we're going to do our best to keep the masses entertained throughout the state of Wisconsin until the Maggie Don Show's wheels come back on the bus. Is that how we're going to say it here today?
Yeah. It's just like that song, when the wheels are back on the bus, the show gets going. Yes. I love that song. Can I ask you a question, though, Jamie? Because I know
absolutely.
You seem like someone who really understands the holidays better than I do, because obviously I was deeply surprised by Halloween not taking place on Halloween anymore. I guess I'm a little bit behind the times, but is it time for Thanksgiving decorations or is it time for Christmas decorations? Because I see people putting up the lights, putting up the big inflatable penguin.
Yeah.
And when I question that, I'm told, well, Thanksgiving's just a day. The season is the Christmas season.
Oh, see, I'm a purist. I have to admit, I'm a purist. When I start seeing Christmas decorations go up in stores in, you know, like late July, when I should still be buying my swimsuit and shorts, it panics me just a little bit. So I'm a little bit of a purist. And I believe that if Thanksgiving is an actual holiday, then it should also be celebrated. Now, with that being said, I am not a huge Halloween fanatic. I think the holiday is fun. I'm all for it. It was much more fun when my kids were little because, you know, dressing up, trick-or-treating, doing the family costumes, all that is always good. But I'm a little bit of a purist, so I like to actually celebrate Thanksgiving. And I'm not one who's going to put up my decorations before Thanksgiving, or at least my Christmas decorations. I'm going to stick with the fall theme and I'm going to stick with the pumpkins, probably take down the jack-o'-lanterns, the ghosts, the black cats, and all the spooky stuff. But I'm a little bit of a purist. But, again, it's just like early trick-or-treating. Do what you got to do. I'm not going to knock the habits. If that's what you want, then I'm just not going to come visit you until like the actual holiday season. Just saying.
Sorry, Jamie is not coming to your pre-Thanksgiving parties if you're going to have the wrong decorations up.
I'm not. And I'm one of those people where I had a kid who was born on January 7th. So I was hardcore about my holiday decorations. They went up when my kids were young, the day after Thanksgiving. So Black Friday, not a big Black Friday shopper. I'm more of a Cyber Monday kind of girl. I like my Cyber Monday stuff and Small Business Saturday. That's how I like to do my shopping. Decorations always went up the Friday after Thanksgiving. They stayed up until January 2nd. And I had a very hard out on that, mostly because I couldn't imagine celebrating my kid's birthday with all the Christmas decorations up. I mean, those should not become holiday birthday decorations all at the same time. So I had a hard out on all of that. So it was just always kind of how I did things. Plus, it was a nice goal setting for myself, right? Like, it made me get things done a little faster.
I have loved the proliferation of this new Cyber Monday thing instead of Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Because everything's Cyber Monday.
I like a good deal and a good meal, Jamie, but I don't like getting elbowed in the face over a toaster at Walmart.
No.
That never really appealed to me, that side of the Thanksgiving holiday. And it seemed ironic that we're like, hey, let's have this great holiday about, you know, togetherness and coming together and thankfulness. And now, Debbie, you got to get over to that toaster oven before that guy grabs it, because our family rests on that.
I mean, don't you think, though, it used to be a lot bigger thing, the whole going into stores after Black Friday? I think just like everything else, COVID kind of ruined it, right? It was always a big tradition. You'd see the people lining up. COVID came. All you could really do was shop online. And that was kind of the tradition that we started. Now, I know, just like I'm a purist with the decorations, I know there are still some of those Black Friday, got to get up at the crack of dawn or before, head out and do your shopping purists as well. Kudos to you. I like a nice warm bed on a cold morning, and I like to saunter my way through the Thanksgiving holiday. I like to get up, watch a little football, still in my jammies. It's just one of those things. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. And then Cyber Monday hits, and I can just do all my online shopping, hit those small stores on Saturday, support those local economies. And I am all about that. Just feels like a much nicer pace than taking an elbow to the windpipe on a Friday morning. I think I could find better things to do with my time, Jacob, than elbow to the windpipe on an early morning.
Well, you'd be surprised, Jamie. You know, I was fixing podcasts with my time, so it might be an improvement going out and fighting some lady over a toaster oven.
Who knows? But you know, now my kids are a little bit older, so they really just want the cash. That's really essentially what they want at this point. They don't really want the presents. They want to go find the stuff themselves and shop for themselves. And I'm kind of okay with that. I kind of like that way of doing things. We usually travel over the holidays, though, or at least we try to. So, you know, it's just kind of what we prefer. A few memories instead of material gifts. So if you are listening and expecting to hear Maggie Dawn today, I promise she's working on getting into a studio. In the meantime, I am senior producer Jamie Martinson, joined by our technical producer Jacob Morgan. And when Maggie comes in, she's going to cover all of the news of the day right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.